Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you all again as we continue to discuss the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand how to bring the divine characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives. Today, the name that we're going to discuss is Al-Ghaffar, or the oft-forgiving, the one who forgives repeatedly over and over and over again. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghaffar, because he loves when we as humans repent. And as human beings, you know, we look at the Arabic word insan, which is the name for the human being, and we see that the root word of insan is nisyan, which means to forget. Because as human beings, we do tend to forget. And we forget and we err, and we forget and we err again, and we forget and we err again. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Al-Ghaffar, loves when we forget, we err, we make mistakes, we do things that maybe we regret, but we come back to him and we repent. Now, in the marriage relationship, forgiveness is a core tenet that really helps marriages strengthen their bond, that helps husband and wife continue to flourish together in a relationship that is based on compassion, respect, support, and love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can be hard sometimes when your spouse tends to make an error or does something that makes you unhappy or uncomfortable, and maybe the spouse recognizes it or you bring it to their attention, and they will ask your forgiveness as human beings again. Initially, we may give the forgiveness, but if it happens again or again and again, it becomes harder and harder for us to forgive. And yet, as we remember that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghaffar, it's important for us to integrate that sense of forgiveness in our relationships as well, so that we, inshallah, will also be forgiven by Allah. This doesn't mean that we give up our rights in marriage. This doesn't mean that if in a marriage we are being mistreated or we are being oppressed or we are being treated in a way that is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't mean that we forgive and forgive and forgive. But it means that we find in our heart that ability to say, this is between you and Allah. And even if it is